Christian say to themselves, you know, oh, I'm no good, I'm not a good Christian.
私たちも言うべきことなんですね。私たちは一人一人がイエス・キリストによって救われたクリスチャンです。
But we should all declare, I am a Christian, I am a Christian because I've been saved by Jesus Christ. Amen?
私たちは尊い、私たちは尊いと見るべきなんですね。
And we should see ourselves as beautiful.
Amen? You're beautiful, we are beautiful.ね、言い聞かせましょうね。
And let's say that more. You are beautiful.
そして私たちが兄弟姉妹を見るときもその人たちの中にイエス様を見ましょう。
And let's see Jesus Christ within each other.
そしてお互いを励まし合いましょう。
And let's encourage one another.
アメンですか？
アメン。
まあ、自分がですね、今心の状態が どこにあるかと思う時がありますね。
So, I'm sure, you do this too, but, I sometimes think, where's my heart? How's the condition of my heart right now? 今日の
この箇所の最初はしっかり立つって言うんですけども。
If you read this, passage, it starts with stand up.
しっかり立つってどういう姿勢でしょうか？
What does that mean? What does it mean not just to stand up, but to stand firm?
Okay, Masa, I have a question.
Okay, we're going to ask Masanobu.
一番しっかり立つ姿勢ってどんな姿勢？
So, he studies things. So what is this way to stand the most firm?
しっかり立つって。どういう？
Your center of gravity is equally balanced.
重心が平均的なところにある？いろいろありますね。しっかり立ってるか、しっかり立ってるかってことを私は考える。ことがあります。
So we have to think and ask ourselves, are we standing firm?
どうでしょうか。しっかり立ってますか。
Are you standing firm?
主の力によって立ってますか。
Are you standing by the strength and the power of God?
私は身長は低い方ですね。
I'm not that tall.
小さい時から身長が伸びればいいと思いました。
When I was a child, I thought, oh, I hope that I get taller.
でも身長は高校2年生で止まってしまいました。
But when I was in junior in high school, I stopped growing.
でもですね、毎年身体検査がありますよね。
And when you're in school, every year they check your height.
そうですよね。毎年ですから、あそこに行くのがドキドキなわけですね。
And every year when I had to go and get my height checked, I was like nervous.
そして行くたびに一生懸命
when I tried to like stretch and kind of be a little taller, how can I stretch up a little bit?
背伸びをしますね。ティップトーをしますね。
Some guys even were standing on their toes.
やったことない人いますか？
Anybody who's never tried to be taller?
やったことある人？
Who has tried to be taller?
そうですね。はい。ね、でもある時からですね、もうやってもしょうがないことは分かるんですよね。
But there comes a time when we realize that we're not going to grow anymore.
でも私たちがもしもいつも背伸びをしていたら、この背伸びの姿勢ってしっかり立ってないのね。立ってないの。
But actually, when we're trying to be taller than we really are, we're not standing firmly.
自分自身のままでいていいのにそうじゃない時にしっかり立ってないんです。
So when we stop thinking that we are perfect, we are fine the way that we are. When we stop thinking that way and we try to be different, we can no longer stand firmly.
一生懸命大きく、ね、見せようと思ってね、こうやって立ってたら、背伸びして立ってたら弱いんですよ。
So if we try so hard to get taller, actually we're not standing firmly.
自分の体型、自分のそのままで立つ方が強いんですよ。
We're much stronger when we stand firmly andwe just stand as we are.
私たちは自分たちを偽っていませんか？自分たちを偽って、嘘をついてませんか？自分自身を、本物じゃないように見せてませんか？
So are we trying to show other people, a lie about ourselves?
私たちはそれぞれが高価でたっといそのままでいいんです。
We are fine just the way we are, every single one of us.
はい、日本語では頑張ってって励ましますね。
Often, I'm sure everybody hears often in Japan, people often say, 頑張って、oh, let's go, let's do it.
他に日本語でどんな励ましかな、
is there anything else that people often say in Japan? 我慢して。
我慢して。
お疲れ。
韓国だと、ファイティンとか言うよね。
in Korea, in Korean, they say fighting.
ちょっと違うんだよ、ニュアンスがね。
Different from
英語だと頑張れってなんて言うんだ。
in English, how do we say that?
Try your best.
Try your best.
Try your best.
Hmm?
Just do it. Hang in there.
Hang in there. We don't have that.
Wait, it's not culture. はい。この中で頑張り屋さんの人。
Who tries always tries hard?
で、頑張ると疲れないですか?
If you try hard, do you get tired?
疲れるんですよ。
Yes, you probably get tired.
私たちは気をつけなきゃいけないんですね。頑張りすぎてないか。
So we have to be careful that we're not trying too hard.
ね、輪ゴムが伸びきってたらダメなんですね。
So if we have like a rubber band, just think if we stretch it and stretch it, there's a limit, and if you stretch it too far,
どうでしょう、私たちは今しっかり自分の一番安定した姿で立っていますか
？So think about it. Are you standing in a way that you're standing firm?
伸びきってませんか
？Are you trying to be stand in a way that shows something that you're not?
私たちのフォーカスがどっか違うところに行ってませんか
？Are you looking somewhere else rather than on God and just being yourself?
もう一箇所聖書の箇所を読みますね。
I want to look at another passage with you.
第一ヨハネの4章の18節です。
第一ヨハネ。So it's in the first John and Chapter
4.
Let's read together. If you read Japanese, please read with Ma.
No. 愛には恐れがない。完全な愛は恐れを締め出します。なぜなら恐れは罰を伴い、恐れる者には愛が全うされていないからです。私たちが愛すのは神がまず私たちを愛してくださったからです。
Let's read in English. 1 John 4, from 18 to 19.There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us.
愛には恐れがない。
There's no fear in love.
愛には恐れがない。
There's no fear in love.
私は愛を覚える必要がありますね。
We really need to always be remembering and recollecting love.
そして覚えるのは神様は私たちを最初に愛してくださったからということです。
And what part do we have to remember? We have to remember that it was God who first loved us.
私たちがかっこいいから、私たちが素晴らしいからじゃなくて、私たちをそのまま愛してくださったのは神様なんです。
It wasn't because there was something so great about us. It wasn't because there was something so amazing about us. But just as we are, God loved us.
私たち最初にもう一度神様の愛を思い出しましょう。
We need to remember God's love.
それを味わいましょう。
We need to taste His love once again.
ね、もう初恋じゃないかな。最初の出会いの愛もそうかもしれない。私たちそれを味わわなきゃいけないんですね。
Once again, we have to remember when God first loved us.
私たちをそのまま許してくださった神様を覚えたいんですよ。
We have to remember that God forgave us just as we were. As
それが本当に分かる時までというか、それを感じてまで私たち静かに待ってもいいんです。
And it's not something that we can understand so quickly, so it's something that we really have to taste and meditate on.
私たちの心を柔らかくして、本当に神様の愛をもう一度私たちは知る必要があるんです。
So,We need to let God soften our hearts and we need to taste once again the love of Christ.
そうしないと私たちは行くべき姿が見えなくなってしまう。
So unless we're willing to do that, we don't know which way to go.
イエス様が、神様が私たちのためにイエス様を送ってくださったことを自分のものとして味わう必要があるんです。
We have to remember once again that God sent His only Son, not just for everybody, but for me, for you. We have to remember that and focus on that once again.
神様の愛をまず思い出しましょう。
First and foremost, we have to remember the love of God.
それを味わいましょう。
We have to taste the love of God.
次は私たちはもう一度イエス様をしっかり見ようと思います。
And what next we need to set our eyes just focused on Jesus.
ヘブル人への手紙の12章の1節から読みます。
Let's read from Hebrews chapter 12.
ちょっと長いけど一緒に読むかな？いいですか？頑張りますか？
Can you read with me?
Okay.
Japanese people, please, let's read together.
こういうわけで私たちもまたこのようにおびただしい証人の群れに囲まれている以上、すべての重荷や腹につく罪をかなぐり捨てて、自分に定められている競争を忍耐強く走り抜こうではありませんか。信仰の創始者また完成者であるイエスを見つめながら、このイエスはご自身の前にある喜びを捨て、恥をもいとわないで十字架の死を耐え忍び、神の玉座の右にお座りになったのです。あなた方が気力を失い疲れ果ててしまわないように、ご自分に対する罪人たちにこのような反抗の忍耐された方のことをよく考えなさい。あなた方はまだ罪と戦って血を流すまでに成功したことがありません。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 1 to 4. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which springs so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted in your struggle against sin. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
私たちはみんな人生の、まあ、レースを走っています。
We're all running this race of life, aren't we?
私たちはみんな信仰のレースを走っています。
We're all running a race of life.
そうですね。
We're all running a race of faith.
一人で走ってる、みんなで走ってるんですけど、みんな私たちは走っています。
We're all running.
私たちはどこを見て走るべきですか？
What are we looking at as we run?
ここでヘブル人の著者はですね、この人はイエスを見ながら走っているというんです。
The writer of Hebrews says to look at Jesus as we run.
信仰の創始者、完成者であるイエスを見ながら走
っている。Look at Jesus who is the founder and also the perfecter of our faith. イエス様が
最初に走ってくださる。ですから私たちはイエスさんを見て走っているんです。
We need to run focused on Jesus.
でもどうでしょう。何か違うものを見ちゃいますね。自然にあっち見たりこっち見たりしてませんか？
ButNaturally, we look in other directions, don't we?
さまざまなものがいろいろ私たちを、ね、私たちの注意を引きますけれども。
Different things, circumstances are pulling our attention.
これはこのレースはイエス様を見ながら走りなさいと私たちに
勧めます。But this race of our faith, we need to set our eyes on Jesus. Amen?
何ですか？イエス様をもう一度見直しましょう。
We need to look at Jesus once again.
今いろんなものが私たちを引き寄せているので、今日もう一度私たちの目をイエス様に向けてみましょう。
There's all sorts of things that are pulling our attention, distracting us. But again, once again, we need to focus on Jesus.
あの心配事、あの大変なことを今もがいてますけど、それを置きましょう。
Maybe this thing that you're worried about, or maybe this thing that's calling for your attention, they're all pulling at us, but we need to put them down.
今日もう一度イエス様に目を注ぎましょう。
This morning, once again, let's focus our eyes on Jesus Christ.
ダメですか？
Amen.
皆さん走るときにどういう格好をして走りますか？
So, when you run, what do you look like?
走る格好ですよね。
You look really...Are you talking about clothes or your body form? I mean, like some people run like this. Okay. We're talking about our clothes when we run.
私は高校時代アメリカで陸上競技部に属してました。
So when I was in the States and I went to American high school, I was part of the track and field team.
はい。私は何をやった参加したのですか？
So what do you think I did on the track and field team?Anybody have any guesses?
Long distance.
The captain.
No. 100 yard dash.
100 yard dash.
100 yard. 100 yard. 100 yard. 100 yard. 競技をしました。
So I was 100 yard dash.
大体ですね、最初のまあ、20ヤードまで私は一番です。
So for about the first 20 yards, I was always in front. But after like 40 yards, 50 yards, everybody passed me.
So,
is there anybody who like wears a knapsack and wears like all sorts of heavy things and runs?
ゴミとかいっぱい背負いながらいっぱい走ってる人いますか?
Carrying a bunch of garbage and just collecting garbage while you're running?
もしくはもう家とかいっぱい背負いながら走ってる人いますか?
And carrying all sorts of, maybe you're carrying kids or something and running?
でもここで言うんですね。
So, just let's look at this verse in Hebrews once again. Is it still up there? It says to let us run with endurance and set aside every weight and every sin which clings so closely. We have to put all down. There's all sorts of sins and mistakes that we have made in the past, but we need to shed them. We need to put all those down, take them off. So those things really cling to us. But we have to take them off. And then we run.
私たちは身軽に走ることができるんです。
We can run without any kind of thing weighing us down.
昔の失敗や昔の罪を今背負う必要はないんです。
We don't have to still be carrying around the sins, the weight of the sins that we committed in the past.
私たちはそのまま簡単に身軽に今日走れるんです。
We can run just freely, just as we are because of Jesus.
私たちはガラクタを重荷を捨てましょう。
We need to get rid of everything that's clinging to us, everything that we're carrying. Nobody can run carrying all that stuff. And we can even repent of our sins, and we can also put those completely off of our bodies. And we can live in a simple way and go forward in a simple way. What is the garbage that you're carrying around? What are you carrying? So think about it. As you're running, why do you have that on your back?
それを捨てていいんですよね。
God has told us that we can get rid of all that.
古いものを捨てましょう、新しくされましょう。
He tells us to get rid of the old things and to clothe ourselves with the new.
イエス様を見て走るときに私たちは新しくされます。
When we keep our eyes focused on Jesus when we run, we are renewed.
昨日の失敗を忘れて今日の約束に行きましょう。
We can forget about the mistakes that we made yesterday and we can run today's race.
アメンですか?
アメン。
本当に私たちは神様を愛して人を愛するものに変えられていきたいと思います。
We need to be changed into those people that love God and love other people.
神様の声を聞いてそれに応答するものに変えられたいと思います。
We need to become people that listen to the voice of God and respond to that voice.
神様は私たち一人一人に望んでいることがあるんですね。
God has something planned, something that He's hoping for from every single person here.
毎日毎週皆さんに新しい出会いがあるんです。
Every single day we have new meetings, new
encounters.
神
様は一人一人を用いられます。
And God desires to use every single one of us.
私たちの人生は偶然ではないんです。
Our life is not a mistake or it's not just happenstance.
私たちは神様を見上げて 本当に自分の意思を持って生きていくことはできるんです。
We need to keep our eyes on God and we need to follow His will and align our wills with His.
キリストの教会が2000年続いたのはそのような人たちがいたからです。
The reason that the Christian church has been able to survive for more than 2,000 years is because there were so many people who did just that.
キリストを見上げて困難の中、苦難の中をずっと走り切った人たちが今私たちはここに立っているんです。
There are so many people that lived a life setting their eyes on Christ and following His will, and we stand upon their faithfulness.
信仰に燃やされた人たちがいたからです。
There were so many people whose faith was on fire.
信仰に燃えてますか?
Is your faith on fire this morning?
これチャレンジなんですよね。
It's a challenge to each and every single one of us.
もう燃えるよりも静かな方が好きなんですよ。
And personally, I like to be quiet much more than to be passionate and on fire. I like to be quiet.
本当にもう考えさせられます。
But it's something that I'm really, it makes me think.
日本にいるときにですね、やっぱりクリスチャンですけども、だから誤解されたくないと思います。
So, as Christians in Japan, especially Japanese people, we don't want to be misunderstood.
周りの人によく受け止められたいと思うんですね。
We want to be welcomed and received by the people around us, accepted.
ですから、こう、何かこう、気がつかないうちに、こう、何か柔らかくこうなっていくんですね。
So, maybe without realizing it, we just kind of try to fit in.
なんとなくこう、イエス様が語る時もなんか静かにつまらないように語ったりしますね。
So even if we're sharing our faith, maybe we share it in a kind of boring way.
でも皆さんどうでしょうか。皆さんが美味しいものを食べた時、美味しいって言いませんか。
But think about it. When you taste something that's so delicious, do you say, "Wow, this is good"?
皆さんもし素晴らしい人に会ったら、この人素晴らしいって言いませんか。
Or if you meet someone who's amazing, do you say, "Wow, this person is like awesome"?
これ美味しいです。
Or do you eat something that's so tasty and say, oh, this is really good?
この人素晴らしい人です。
Or meet someone amazing and say, oh, they're an amazing person.
私たちは美味しいものを見たとき目が輝きますね。
When we eat something that's so tasty, our eyes are twinkling, sparkling.
瞬間的にみんな目が変わりますね。
Our eyes just change.
そんなことありませんか?
Have you ever experienced that when you just tasted something that was so delicious?
素晴らしい人に会った時に、はっ!って目が。
Or when you met someone that was so amazing, didn't you, the way your face expression changed?
素晴らしい本を読んだ時に、私たちはそれにのめり込みませんか?
Or even when you read a book that's really, really impactful, doesn't your expression change?
どうでしょう?私たちは自分の信仰を語る時に、神様を語る時に、燃えていますか?
But how about when we share our faith? Are we full of passion?
どうやって本当にこう燃えてっていうか話すことができるのかなと思うんですね。
So we really need to reflect on it. How can we share with passion?
美味しい食事のことは話せても素晴らしい神様のことについて話せない自分がに問題を感じますね。
So I really feel my own problem. I can talk about some delicious food, but how do I talk about this amazing, wonderful God?
この2000年間、イエス様を燃やされた人たちで今教会がつながっています。
But church, the body of Christ is here today because in the 2,000 years of the Christian history.People were on fire and passionate for God. We need to be rekindled.
誰かこう火付け役みたいな、まあ、火をつける人が必要です。
We need to be someone to take the fire and to light us again.
私たち神様の前に立って一人一人がもう一度燃やされたいんですよ。
Each and every single one of us need to stand before God and let usLet him refresh our passion.
神様の愛は素晴らしい。
The love of God is amazing.
イエス様の愛は素晴らしい。
The love of Jesus Christ is, we can't even describe it in words.
そのように私たちは変えられていきたいんですね。
And we need to be changed by his love.
もう一つ聖書を見ますね。
I want to look at one more passage in the Bible with you.
これはマルコとマタイによるところですけど、一緒に見ましょうか。
This is in the Gospels.
それからイエスさんに言われた、全世界に行って全ての作られたものに福音を述べてなさい。だからあなた方は行って全ての民を私の弟子にしなさい。
It's from Mark and then from Matthew. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And then in Matthew 28, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
イエス様は私たちに世界に出て行って福音を述べ伝えなさいと言われました。
Jesus commands that we go into the, all the world and we share the gospel.
イエス様は私たちに世界に出て行って全ての人を弟子にしなさいと言われました。
And he commands that we go into the world and we make disciples.
そのようにして教会が今までつながってきました。
And because people were faithfulAnd obeyed this command, the church, the Christian church, the body of Christ is here today.
ある人がこのような言い方をしました。
There was somebody who responded in this way.
生きた教会ってどんな教会ですか?
What kind of church is a living church?
それは宣教、福音を伝えている教会。
A living church is a church who shares the gospel, who goes on mission.
そして2番目は
and second,
それは苦難の中で迫害されている教会。
And the second thing is a living church is a church that's being persecuted.
うん、生きている時に生きている教会は宣教している私の神様の素晴らしさを伝える教会。
A living church has to be sharing the gospel with people whoDon't know the gospel yet.
生きている教会はさまざまな困難の中に立ち向かっている教会。
And a living church will be feeling different types of persecution, experiencing some different types of persecution.
私たちはこの時、この2017年、この日本の地に神様によってそれぞれが使わされています。
Okay.
神様が私たちをこの時、今この時に日本に使わされています。
God has each and every single one of us and also us as a body here in Japan at this time.
ある人は職業に宣教師、牧師と書くかもしれません。
And perhaps there are some people who are called to be pastors.
You describe your title is that missionary or pastors?
Some people, if you ask what is your job, you might say I'm a missionary or I'm a pastor.
でも一人一人が私たちは宣教者なんです。
But every single one of us should be, quote, missionary.
私たちは一人一人が神様に愛されて神様に愛に応答するものです。
Because every single one of us have been loved by God and every single one of us needs to respondby sharing about his love and about the good news of Christ.
タイトルじゃないんですね。
That's not a title. That should be our identity.
神様が素晴らしいって言った時に言う、それの人はもう宣教師なんですね。
When we share, we serve a wonderful God. When you share that, you are a missionary.
私たちはこの日本という特別な地に送られています。
We have been sent to thisparticular place of Japan.
私たち一人一人の責任の大きさを感じるんですね。
And each and every single one of us, no matter what our nationality is, each and every single one of us has a huge responsibility to share the good news.
日々の戦いが私たちがありますね。
Certainly we have, we're in a battle every single day.
主によって主の力でしっかり立ちましょう。
But in union with Christ and by His strength,Let's stand up.
共に祈り合いましょう。
Let's stand up and let's pray for one another and with one another.
主の武具を身につけましょう。
Let's put on the armor of God.
もしも溺れそうになったら、もう一度神様の愛を覚えましょう。
And if you feel like you just can't stand up again and everything is just not going well, let's remember the love of Christ.
方向が見えなくなったら、もう一度イエス様を見上げましょう。
And if you can't find your way, if you can't find your direction, remember the love of Christ.
そしてもう走るときには必要なものを捨てましょう。ガラクタを捨てましょう。
And when we're running, make sure you're not carrying along any garbage.
そして私たちが死によって燃やされましょう。
And by our Lord, by the strength of our Lord, let's have our passion. Let's our passion renewed.
聖霊様が私たちを一人一人を導いてくださいます。
The Holy Spirit Himself will lead every single one of us.
今週も戦いがあります。
And I'm sure that each and every single one of us will face various battles this week.
今週も主を見上げましょう。
But this week, once again, let's set our eyes on God.
この戦いを共に戦うために祈り合いましょう。
And let's fight this fight together by praying for one another.
励まし合いましょう。
Let's fight this fight together by encouraging one another.
主を見上げましょうね。
Let's set our eyes on the Lord.
賛美をしますけれども、本当に主に聞きたいと思います。
We're going to have another time of worship, but we really want to set our eyes on God. Let this time be a time that we hear His voice and that we respond to what He's saying.Again and again, those who have ears, let them hear. Father God, we want to hear from you right now. Father God, give us ears to hear. And we pray that you would speak to us. Speak to us.
天のお父様、あなたが私たちと共にいてくださることを感謝します。
Father God, we thank